This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, in for Andy. So far today, we expect Andy to be in a little bit. He's a banker.
He'll get here when he gets here.
We're giving him grief because we love him.
It's like how I grew up driving to Wisconsin. We'll get there when we get there. We're not putting a time on it. We'll get there when we get there.
You had good parenting. You're lucky.
Tolerant parenting.
The NFL season starts off tonight. The Dallas Cowboys against the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles will be getting their Super Bowl rings. The question we wonder right now here on Baskin and Phelps, will they get another Super Bowl ring at the conclusion of this season? That's a big question. Ladies and gentlemen, let's break it down, shall we? That's two ladies and gentlemen in the same segment. That would be three.
Like it. It gets everybody at attention. You know, it's one of those words that garners attention.
I think you're kind of right about that. So we're going to break down what's going on in the National Football League this year. Who do we think wins and why? Let's start in the American Football Conference, the AFC. In the AFC East, last year the Buffalo Bills were the champs. They had a record of 13-4. Next was Miami at 8-9. Can anybody in that division, Dan, jump up and beat out the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East? I say no. I pick Buffalo to win the AFC East.
I say no. And from all of the sports books I have seen across this fine land, they also agree with no, they will not. Supposedly the highest, or I should say the lowest odds for team to win the division is the Buffalo Bills pretty much everywhere. I don't have many of these that I'm willing to write in pen, but that one is in pen, check mark, move along.
Can Miami jump up, maybe win a wild card spot? Maybe. I'm not banking on it. Mike McDaniel might need it to keep his job. AFC North, last year the Baltimore Ravens 12-5 on top. Pittsburgh Steelers were 10-7 in second place. The Bengals were 9-8, our team 3-14, our Cleveland Browns. Will anybody catch the Baltimore Ravens this year in the AFC North?
No, I think the Ravens are the most complete team in football. Like top to bottom, talent, depth, the whole nine yards. That is the most complete team in football. Good luck. Everybody else in this division has a fatal flaw of some kind, some more fatal flaws than other. They seem to have the least amount of flaws, and they seem to have depth, which are the two things that I look at when it comes to picking winners. Give me the Ravens. I know it's boring. I know it's chalky, but hey. Those pay off, too.
I think the Baltimore Ravens are the team to beat in the AFC North. I don't think anybody will beat them in the AFC North. I don't mean to repeat last year's finish, but I think they will. One thing about them that I think people misjudged last year, when they brought in Derrick Henry from the Tennessee Titans, I think everybody thought, yeah, Derrick Henry's at the end of the road. If you know anything about Derrick Henry's history, he's in the top, I think it's top three. Might even be number one, but I think it's top three. in all-time carries in high school football, all-time yardage as well. He gets the football a lot and has never had a problem with it. He's just a physical freak. Early in his career with Tennessee, they kind of brought him along slowly. Maybe that's paying off now. Ravens signed him to a long-term contract. I think he's going to be good for a number of years to come, at least this one. And that's why I take the Baltimore Ravens. Can the Steelers jump up and get into the playoffs? Yeah, I think they can. What about you? Or Bengals?
The Bengals, spoiler alert, I have them making the playoffs. I don't see the Steelers doing it. I don't trust Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith to work well together. The construction of that offense doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me when it comes to Aaron Rodgers' skill set to begin with. So I'm staying away from the Steelers. They've got to prove it to me. Not to mention the defense is old. And it's never good when you're walking into a season where you've invested the most money in football on one side of the ball to be an old defense. And yes, it's necessary to say it that way for comedic effect.
It was really good.
Thank you. Yeah. I try.
I think this is going to be boring in the AFC, so that's a precursor of what's to come. Houston won the AFC South last year at 10-7. The other teams in the division, Indianapolis, they're going with Daniel Jones. I like Daniel, but I don't think he's a huge upgrade over there. Jacksonville, can they get it together with Liam Cohen as head coach? Maybe, but they were 4-13. And Tennessee's 3-14 and playing a rookie quarterback. I think the Houston Texans win that division, despite the fact that Joe Mixon's out and Nick Chubb isn't what he used to be. Keep an eye on a guy named Woody Marks, running back in that backfield. I'll take Houston to again win the AFC South.
Their offensive line is a concern to me. It is not a concern to them. They know more about football than me, so I will trust them on that. But like Jiminy Christmas, I look at that offensive line and I'm like, oh man, CJ Stroud's going to get walloped. But they do have what arguably, like, there's another team in the AFC who may have the best defense in football. This might be the 1B or number 2 defensive football, and it's the Houston Texans. I think they will be good enough to look better in that division, but I've got a sleeper when we get to the wildcard teams that'll come out of this division too.
All right. AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs last year were 15-2. I mean, they were money all season long. Chargers were pretty good under Jim Harbaugh, 11-6. Broncos, not bad under Sean Payton at 10-7. Raiders, not good, but they have Pete Carroll now. They were 4-13. Can anybody knock off Kansas City in that division this year? I say no. I think the Chiefs have one more run in them. And I honestly think it might just be one more run. But I'll take Kansas City in the West.
I will not bet against Patrick Mahomes until Patrick Mahomes shows me he's worth betting against. Chiefs division done.
Okay.
I would love to give you more analysis than that. I've just been burnt way too many times on it. It kind of feels the same way the New England Patriots did with Brady for years, where it's like, yeah, Patriots to win the division, lock it in, done. Until it does not happen anymore, lock it in, done. That's how I feel with Mahomes.
So we didn't mention our team winning the North. That goes to wildcard teams. There are 6 wildcard teams, 3 in each conference. Give me your wild card teams out of the AFC, Dan Menigan.
I have the Cincinnati Bengals.
Do you really?
Yeah. I because I think the offense is going to be so good that if the defense is just bad, like if the defense is like the 20th best defense in football, I think they can win enough games to make the playoffs. Now, if they're 30th again or 31st or somewhere in that area, okay, we're going to have a different conversation. But I'm saying like, one of you. Just be bad. Don't be horrendous. I think that the Bengals can get there this year.
Okay.
So I'll take them there. The Denver Broncos are my second wild card team. I believe in Bo Nix. I believe in that defense. I believe in Sean Payton's ability to get guys open. And my third wild card team, we're going to have some fun. Let's go with the Tennessee Titans.
What?
Yeah. Reason being, I trust I trust the Callahans to be able to put together that offense.
They were 3-14.
Right. Every year, our buddy Andrew Siciliano put it great. Every year, there is at least a 3-team turnover. And there's always a team that comes out of nowhere and by hook or by crook finds their way into the playoffs because somebody has to play at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And on wild card weekend, somebody's got to do it. I think it could be the Tennessee Titans who do it because I think they're going to have a weak schedule. And if, let's say, Cam Ward walks onto the field and is the 15th best quarterback in football, you can see a path with that defense. And Bill Callahan will coach that lineup. They've got Calvin Ridley, and that defense is better than you think. I don't know. I wanted to throw something fun in there. That's my fun pick.
Okay. That's your fun pick. I'll take the Chargers. I'll take the Steelers. You want a fun pick?
Let's do it.
Indianapolis Colts with Daniel Jones.
Woo!
Daniel Jones, redemption year, baby.
I feel like this is just to prove a point.
Kind of was.
This is a spike pick.
You know what? Well, you know why?
Let's go for it.
Otherwise, I would have picked the exact same teams that made the playoffs last year.
That's part of my reasoning.
With division winners and wild card, and I know that something gets messed up every year. So I'll say the Broncos don't make it this year and the Colts do. Shall we jump to the National Football Conference?
I love it. Let's roll.
All right. In the NFC East, the Philadelphia Eagles, class of the league last year, 14-3. Commanders weren't too far behind at 12-5. Dallas, always competitive, never great anymore, 7-10. Who wins the NFC East?
I have the Philadelphia Eagles winning the AFC East. My reason being, I don't trust the Cowboys to take a step forward. I think the Giants are going to be fun, but I don't know how many games they're going to win. They might be just that team that is an absolute pain in the rear end to face every single.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Week. And I don't like the Commanders' offseason. I don't like the fact that Terry McLaurin sat out the whole training camp. I hate wide receivers who sit out training camp because that screams I'm going to be fighting a pulled hamstring for the first 2 months. Like, I just don't like how they went about stuff. So I go back to the Eagles. It's like, all right, same group, run it back, maybe a little less depth. Enough talent there to go for it. Jalen Carter's really good in the middle on the defensive side. Let's go.
I know they like their seventh-round draft choice, the running back with the hyphenated name. I like Brian Robinson better.
Who wants to be known as Bill.
Bill, yeah, which is great. I'm glad he wants to be called Bill.
I appreciate that, too.
Me, too. I prefer Brian Robinson. I don't think the Commanders are the team. I'm with you. I think the Eagles have the best roster in the NFL, not the Ravens. I think it's the Eagles. And so I'm going to take Philadelphia in that division again. In the NFC North, last year, competitive, real competitive. Detroit was 15-2. The Fighting Dan Campbells, to quote my friend Dan Menigan. The Vikings were 14-3. Packers were 11-6. It was a loaded division. Ben Johnson goes to Chicago. They were 5-12. Can Minnesota, with a rookie quarterback, jump up and knock off Detroit? You say what, Dan Menigan? Can Green Bay be that team?
I'm going to say the Packers, and I don't like myself for it.
At least you're not wearing a Packer hoodie today.
Come on. Don't break me. I just want joy. Don't break me.
I'm not going to. I think the Lions are going to get it done. I think the Lions are getting it done.
Does losing both coordinators scare you?
No. You know why? Because they have Dan Campbell. And teams lose coordinators all the time. when you have the, and you get success, you lose your coordinators. I think Dan Campbell sets the tone there. I think they have a lot of talent. And I'm going to take the Lions to repeat in the NFC North. In the NFC South, last year, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were 10-7. Baker Mayfield and a very talented offense had a very nice year. The Atlanta Falcons were 8-9. Carolina and the Saints, both 5-12. Carolina and the Saints this year, both 5-12. I don't think they'll repeat 5-12, but I think they'll be the bottom two teams in that division. I think the team that wins the NFC South this year is your Atlanta Falcons.
Wow!
I think the Falcons make a move. And if it's not because of Michael Penix, it will be because of Kirk Cousins.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, Bubba.
A long-time Michael Penix enjoyer.
Well, if it's not Penix, I'm saying if he gets hurt, I think Cousins can get it done.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be Penix all season.
You do?
Penix is a joy.
He's thrown to Drake London.
Michael Penix is my favorite quarterback in the league that I don't have to root for.
I like Darnell Mooney at wide receiver. I think he's underrated. And Kyle Pitts is in a contract year at tight end. He hasn't shown a ton yet, except some really freakish ability. He was a top, five? Was he the fourth or fifth pick guy taken in that draft? For a reason. And I think this is the year that he shows something. I'm taking the Falcons to knock off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the South.
I will take the Bucs, though I can see your logic, and it wouldn't shock me in the absolute slightest. Again, can Todd Bowles get it right 3 years in a row? He lost Dave Canales to the Panthers in year one, then turned around and watched Liam Cohen to be the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars in League Two. Now we are on OC3. You get it right 3 times in a row?
NFC West. Rams won it last year, 10-7. Seahawks, 10-7. Cardinals were 8-9. Niners were 6-11. Dan, you say who?
Niners. They've got the easiest schedule. Roll it. They're talented as all get out. Let's go.
I say Niners as well. It's written down right here. They go from 6-11 to winning the division. Wildcard teams, quickly.
Lions, Falcons, Commanders.
Vikings, Bucks, Rams.
I like that.
Commanders are going to miss it. Who wins in the playoffs? Who wins the conferences? Who wins the Super Bowl? We'll have that next for you. Coming up on Baskin and Phelps. Menigan's in for Andy. Andy's due in. By golly, we're watching him. I hope he's bringing lunch. It's Baskin and Phelps during the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.